This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to do some review, and the review has to do with the book of the Revelation, and I'm going to tie something together. Quite possibly you may, this may be something that you might enjoy. Let's go ahead and tie something together with the book we just learned a lot from. And this book of the Revelation, we learned, we went through many of the different books of the Revelation. And I think that we remember a little bit about it now, don't we? So let's just get right into this study, and I want to bring something up. Now, in chapter 7 of the book of Exodus, I'm going to read and tie something in with the book of the Revelation, which you've probably never heard before. But this ties in with what is going to be happening in the book of the Revelation. And let's get started. And the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his hand. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto me, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt. Now, what does this mean for us? Now, whether you think this corresponds to the book of the Revelation, I want you to think about this, because this is directly involved with the Revelation. Now, I've made thee a god. You know, a small g, of course. The church, the body of Christ, kings and priests, representatives of the body of Christ. Now, Moses, Aaron, represents the church, the Old Testament church. But the New Testament church is represented as well. Thou shalt speak all I command thee. Now, the Bible tells, or actually God tells Moses and Aaron, you speak all that I command you, and Aaron thy brother shall speak to Pharaoh. Pharaoh is that last day's ruler, quite possibly a conglomeration of representatives of Satan, because Pharaoh is nothing more than a representative of evil, of satanic influence upon this world. And the children of Israel, he wants the children of Israel, send them out. Now, what does the Bible say? Come out from among them. Be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. He wants you out of the system of this world. Why? Because the system of this world is going to collapse. It's not going to last long. And whether we know it or not, if we are depending upon this system will eventually let us down, because it won't even allow us to buy or sell food. And it'll be something that is quite a disappointment if we're still here. That's for sure. I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. It seems as though the evil in the world has hardened itself to the point where it will not hear anything that has to do with Jesus, God, righteousness, the Jews, the people of God. They don't want to hear it. They do not want to hear it. I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and I will send them strong delusion. The New Testament says, I will send them strong delusion that they will believe a lie. And you can see it in the Antichrist Party, being the Democrat Party, the Muslim religion, if you want to call it a religion. It's a, actually it's not a religion, but it's called a religion. It's the Great Whore is what it is. It's the Great Whore. The Muslim religion is the Great Whore of the Book of the Revelation. The Great Whore religion. It's Babylon. It's Babylon, actually. I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and you can see it in every Muslim, how that their heart has been hardened. They hate Christ, they hate the Jews, and they're terrorists against the Jewish people and Christians. They hate us completely and unending. But I'll multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. This is the land of Egypt, folks. This is the land of Egypt. The land of Egypt is just nothing more than a place of Babylon. Babylon, spiritual Babylon, which we can see every day, being made manifest, more real every day, this Babylon. But Pharaoh shall not hear, shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt. God is going to punish Egypt. Now, may not sound good, but he's going to punish this world system, which is the Antichrist system. The Antichrist system is going to be punished. And God says here, he promises, I will lay my hand upon Egypt, the Antichrist system. I'll bring forth mine armies and mine people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. Now, by great judgments, he's going to bring them out. Is this a picture of the rapture of the church? He's going to bring them out of Egypt. The Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to be ever with the Lord. Now that is a promise, 2 Thessalonians. By great judgments, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. Everyone is going to know that he's the Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. They're going to know that there's going to be no Islam, there's no Islam that is true. And there's no Allah that's true. It's all hogwash. And Christ is going to show it. He's going to declare it. Every Muslim is going to know that Jesus Christ is Lord and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Everybody's going to know, I'm the Lord, he says, when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt, the Antichrist system. He's going to stretch forth his hand once again, as he did to Egypt. Egypt has had us in bondage. Egypt has had us in slavery. Egypt has had us. Babylon, spiritual Babylon, has had everyone in their clutches. And God is about to stretch forth his hand upon Egypt and bring out, bring out. What does that mean? In today's language, I'm going to bring out the children of Israel. I'm going to bring out my church, my New Testament church. I'm going to bring them out. They're going to be caught up. Now, when? I don't know. But they're going to be caught up. My children will be caught up. And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded them. So did they. And Moses was 80 years old. 80 years old. You can never discount someone just because they're old. The Spirit never gets old. Aaron, 83 years old when they spake unto Pharaoh. Aaron was older. Aaron, 83. You know, God encourages Moses to go to Pharaoh. And at last silences all his discouragements. He clothes him with great power and authority. And the church is clothed with great power and authority if they take it. If they just take it. If they just rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. Use the name of Jesus. Use it or lose it. Use the name of Jesus. Try it. You'll like it. The name of Jesus is powerful. The name of Jesus is above every name that's named. Every name that's named. I have made thee a God unto Pharaoh, that is my representative in this affair. As magistrates are called gods, because they are God's vicarants. He was authorized to speak and act as God's name, in God's name and in His stead. We are called to speak in Jesus' name under divine direction. Under divine direction, endowed with a divine power to do that which is above ordinary power of nature. We forget that. The church forgets its power. The church forgets its power and leaves it home. Why? When you walk out, that's the first thing you take with you is the name of Christ. And invested with a divine authority to demand obedience from a sovereign prince. The sovereign prince is Satan. Demand obedience from him. Punish disobediences. Moses was a god, but he was the only made a god, not essentially one by nature. He was no god by commission. He was a god, but he was a god only to Pharaoh. Only to Pharaoh. He was a God to Pharaoh. The living and true God is God to all the world. It's an instance of God's condescension and an evidence that His thoughts toward us are thoughts of peace, that when He treats with men, He treats by men whose terror shall not make us afraid. He again nominates him as an assistant, his brother, Aaron, who is not a man of uncircumcised lips, but a notable spokesman. He shall be thy prophet. That is, he shall speak from thee to Pharaoh, as prophets do from God to the children of men. Thou shalt be as a God, inflict and remove the plagues. And Aaron, these plagues that were poured out, God did it, but He hardened the heart of Pharaoh at the same time. And Pharaoh got hard harder and harder and harder until he finally lost his son. Then he gave in and said, take your people, go out into the desert. But then he went after him. But God had a plan to cover him up in that Red Sea and kill every one of them, punish them like never before. And that's what's going to happen, folks. He's going to split the Red Sea for us to cross over, whether it be the Red Sea of the clouds, the skies, the dimensions of time and space and everywhere. He's going to split it, and we're going to go in. And then he's going to cover them all up in his vengeance. And he's going to cover them all up in punishment and plagues, what he promised. This is a promise from God. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Give us a shout. Let us know you're listening. Call us at 928-368-6766. Write to us. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved.